Do you remember the first day you came in and met with me?
I do. It was a walk in. It was the first time I talked to you. I didn't actually see you that day. Mm-hmm. It was a walk in clinic.
I remember seeing you come in, though, out of the window, and you had blue scrubs on. And I was like, oh, there's a nurse here.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I assumed.
I was trying to figure a way out of my situation and did not know Project Safe even existed. And it was a counselor who actually urged me,
yeah,
Phyllis, to first things first is figure out how to keep myself safe and keep my boys safe. And so the only times I had were in the middle of the day during work hours,
right,
the only time I could get away.
When you came in that day, like, what was your overall hope for, like, coming in? Like, what was your goal?
That nobody was hurt. I was in a desperate spiral. I didn't even have an agenda. I was just, mm-hmm, in such a volatile situation that the only thing I knew was that I needed to find a way to keep myself and the boys safe. And also, I was concerned about my husband at the time,
mm-hmm,
his safety as well.
So on Monday, you came in, and by Friday, you had filed for a divorce and filed a protective order with an attorney. And so that's a lot to happen in 5 days.
Yeah, there was a lot leading up to it, for sure. Marriage, 18 years. And by the time I was actually saying out loud what was happening, it was a pretty desperate situation. And I didn't even recognize, I don't know if you remember, when I did come back in, I'd filled out some kind of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so twisted up, I didn't even recognize how dangerous of a situation I was in.
Oh, I remember. I remember that.
And I didn't recognize what I was saying what it sounded like to other ears, because, mm-hmm, when you're in that situation for so long, what becomes normal is so skewed. You lose your edges,
mm-hmm,
basically. And it was actually a coworker who finally kind of said, what is going on? You're not safe. That night, I knew, and it was a prayer. It was just, okay, it's like leaving a burning house. You don't wonder how you're going to get out. You,
mm-hmm,
just start moving. And that's,
yeah,
really what it felt like. There wasn't a plan in place.
How did you feel? Like, you know, because you're doing all these things kind of in secret.
Robotic. You know, there was I had to have, as I did before, many discussions with my sons about what to do if.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, it was Tuesday that I was sitting with them at the Chinese restaurant. It was like some bad Lifetime movie. And Jack said, Mom, we've been doing this for a long time. We've been taking care of each other for a long time.
Wow.
And it was just those words of thinking that I was doing such a good job of shielding it when,
right,
actually they were very much a part of all, mm-hmm, the trauma.
I remember very distinctly the many conversations we had where I was like, Suzanne, I get that you want to protect the boys, but you can't protect the boys if you don't protect yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, like, when you're on an airplane and they're going over the safety tips with you, they always tell you you have to put on your oxygen mask before you put on, mm-hmm, someone else's.
But I'm glad I had the momentum of protecting the boys, because I don't think I would have had...
Oh, that fueled you for a long time.
And I don't know that I would have gotten to a place where I would have thought worthy enough of protecting myself. And now, mm-hmm, I recognize that kind of janky thinking. But the reality is the energy to move us out of that situation came from my desire to protect them.
What was the most helpful thing to you in getting out and starting over?
You didn't shame me. I was so ashamed of that my children were suffering. You didn't have that, how are you still, why are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ask why. You just said, let's go.
You just go.
Get out and, mm-hmm, trust that you will survive it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only survive it, you can live.
Mm-hmm. And have a good life.
And have a pretty
And enjoy
freaking,
it.
Yeah.
And
all its messiness.
Mm-hmm.